For after all, they are there to magnify the laws of the constitutional republic in which we have, not change them or legislate them. And may be struck down if deemed by the courts to be unsupported by statute or the Constitution. Therefore, friends, listen carefully. There is no constitutional provision nor statute that explicitly permits executive orders. The term executive power, Article 2, Section 1, Clause 1 of the Constitution, refers to the title of president as the executive. He is instructed therein by the Declaration, take care that the laws be faithfully executed, made in Article 2, Section 3, Clause 5, or face impeachment, Article 2, Section 4. Most executive orders use these constitutional reasonings as the authorization allowing for their issuance to be justified as part of the president's sworn duties, and intent being to help direct officers of the United States executive carry out their delegated duties as well as the normal operations of the federal government. The consequence of failing to comply possibly being the removal again from office. An executive order of the president must find support in the Constitution, either in clause granting the president specific power or by a delegation of power by Congress to the president. And again, America, you are those that delegate to Congress. Therefore, if the executive order is not congruent with the United States Constitution, then it's simply null and void, period. There is no judicial interpretation, no compromise, nor debate. Why? It is because neither this nor any other administration has the power nor the authority to act out of their scope of authority. All laws which are repugnant to the Constitution are null and void. Marbury versus Madison, 1803. Every law consistent with the Constitution will have been made in pursuance of the powers granted.
George Washington said during his farewell address, September 19th, 1796, of all the dispositions and habits which lead to political prosperity, religion and morality are indispensable supports. In vain would that man claim the tribute of patriotism who should labor to subvert these great pillars of human happiness, these firmest props of the duties of men and citizens. Whatever may be conceded to the influence of refined education on minds of peculiar structure, reason and experience both forbid us to expect that national morality can prevail in exclusion of Christian principles. Aeschylus rightly stated that even in our sleep, pain which cannot forget falls drop by drop upon the heart until, in our own despair, against our will, comes wisdom through the awful grace of God.
BBSradio.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker. Boat rocker, boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. I just told my better half just a couple minutes ago, I'm going to get on the radio and tell everybody what I don't know again. And I guess that's what we do here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com is make reference to the Bible and the Constitution and then
get attacked for not knowing what we're talking about. You kind of understand. I mean, for example, before the show, I'm going back and forth listening to those that call themselves the conservatives of the day. You know, those that are to maintain society, you know, the salt of the earth, those that are to stop the putrefaction of a society morally. And as I'm listening to him, and this guy's controlled opposition, as are they all, if again, they're not being censored or suppressed. But with that said, I'm listening to him talk about executive order. And as he's talking about executive order, he said, well, there's two sides to that debate. He said, there's two sides to the debate when it comes to executive orders. Hey, friends, can I just tell you something? Like what I've said on the show 1,000 different times, at least, when it comes to the two-party system, or why it is that you have over 101 unconstitutional parties, it doesn't exist. Did you hear what I said? It doesn't exist. There is no such thing as an executive order. And what they call an executive order must be congruent to the Constitution. Therefore, it's constitutionally justifiable. So to sit there and say that there is such thing as an executive order, again, friends, just making clear that you all understand, there's no such thing. It's been made up out of thin air, just like the two-party system has been made up out of thin air. It is that political language that makes lies sound truthful. That's what that's all about. You know, it's interesting. I got a quote right in front of me, a guy that said, his name is Paul Begala. And look at this on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com and or beforeitsnews.com. A stroke of the pen, law of the land, kind of cool. Isn't that crazy? I mean, and then we think about this. Let's go to scripture for a moment. Psalm 12:8. And what does it say? It tells us that when the vilest of men are exalted, the wicked will walk on every side. Isn't this interesting that these are people that are within the halls of government that are talking about just the stroke of a pen and the law of the land? In other words, that's all they have to tell the American people is that it's a constitutional executive order. He said, then it becomes, with the stroke of the pen, the law of the land. Well, just the other day we were talking about this, and we were talking about these executive orders concerning what's going on between America, Israel, and none other than Iran. And we told you that this was coming for 25 years. And if you want a point of reference, that's all you have to do is go over to General Wesley Clark, because he's the one that gave you the point of reference that this is what they were going to do. It's predictive programming. They're foretelling you what they're going to do by defrauding the American people and dominating other countries to establish a global order. Does that sound legal? No. Does it sound legal that we have 737 military bases in over 140 countries? No. But it happens because the people don't take the time to know the difference. Hence, Hosea 4:6. But what's interesting, again, going back to the conversation that I was dropping in on, I was eavesdropping in on this conversation, and the conservative of the day was talking about the two sides of the debate when it comes to the executive order. I'm here to tell you, Americans, it doesn't exist. What do you mean there's two sides to the debate? No, it's just set up to divide and conquer the people. Nothing more and nothing less. And how many presidents have we seen give forth executive order? What they did is they tested the people to see if they said executive order to basically relinquish all of their delegated authority to that said executive office and allowing him to do what he wants to do, all the while circumventing the Congress, me and you. And the people let him do it. And the first time they did it, it just got easier and it got easier and it got easier and it got easier. And we have to wake up to what's going on, because as I've said, and I'm saying it again, there is no debate when it comes to executive orders because they don't constitutionally exist. The end result of tolerating this, friends, is going to be exactly what Augustine said. He said, though defensive violence will always be a sad necessity in the eyes of men of principle, the righteous and upright, it would be still more unfortunate if wrongdoers, scoundrels in the halls of government, should dominate just men. So just men in America today are being dominated by unjust men who are creating what they call executive orders to dictate at will and subverting and circumventing the voice of the people in this country. One more time, it doesn't exist. Why is it that those in the halls of government, in the agencies that have been created, that are warring against and that are leveled at against the American people, why are they so threatened by guys like me? Because they don't want anybody telling the truth that exposes their lies. Do you understand? Because when you got guys like me out there, folks, I'm like a mosquito in their net. You ever try to go to sleep with a mosquito in the net? It doesn't fare very well, does it? But I want you to listen carefully to something that our forefathers told us long ago, and listen carefully. It says that whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends in which it's been established for, it is the God-given right. I'm adding the word God because that's where our rights come from. It is the God-given right of the people to alter or to abolish it and to institute new government premised on what? Reformation, not a new system of government where it allocates and again relinquishes our God-given rights to our said representatives to go ahead and rule at will arbitrarily like a bunch of totalitarians or a despot or a dictator in any sense of the word. No. Hey, folks, we just have to get back to the Ten Commandments and the rule of law that the Lord has established and eradicate what they're trying to establish out of thin air. Let me say it again, that whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it's to the right, it's to the left, it's in the front of your face, it's behind your back. It is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it and to institute new government, laying its foundations on such principles and organizing its powers, such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and their happiness. We're going to come right back and we're going to talk about this in just a moment. I want to lay some groundwork here for you. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Again, we'll be right back on the other side of this break.
Join us this year for Content Christian Media Conference. Join hundreds of filmmakers, actors, screenwriters, podcasters, and authors during this five-day, five-star event. Come expectant and leave equipped as a content creator for the kingdom of God. September 22nd through 26th at Capernaum Studios in Poolville, Texas. Register today at ChristianMediaConference.com. That's ChristianMediaConference.com.
Hey there, this is award-winning international journalist Alex Newman. We live in a world dominated by fake news, lies, manipulation, and it's just out of control, folks. Our country is in big trouble. Our churches, our families, we need honest journalism today more than ever. And that's why I founded Liberty Sentinel Media. I hope you'll visit us today at libertysentinel.org, where you'll get access to exclusive content exposing threats to our faith, family, and freedom while equipping you to fight back. Go to libertysentinel.org today.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed, real printed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste time with nonsense. We have some of the best red pill writers in the country, including Bradley Dean, and we tell you the truth you need to know. It's unlike anything you've seen before. Email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
If you love anything better than God, you are idolaters. If there is anything you would not give up for God, it is your idol. If there's anything that you seek with greater fervor than you seek the glory of God, that is your idol, and conversion means a turning from every idol. Charles Spurgeon, the Prince of Preachers.
BBSRadio.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. 281-845-4704. It's 281-845-4704. I wanted to give everybody a quick heads up, folks. On Saturday, we're going to be in Johnstown, Colorado, at the Picnic at the Park, Parish Park. That's the name of the park, Parish Park. KHNC 1360 event from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. in Johnstown, Colorado, June 28th. We're looking forward to this one, friends. And hopefully, if you're in the area, please come and take the time and see us, friends. Come see us, because we've taken the time to come see you. Not only that, but to labor on your behalf. And we do this with a smile on our face, joyfully and honored in doing so. Wanted to let you know, if you want to check us out on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. 10 to 15 articles posted every day by yours truly, morning show host Tim Brown from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. From contributors that are actually in the culture war, that believe that we can still do this under the guidance and the power of the Holy Ghost, in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Read John 14:12 when you get a moment. Also wanted to let you know, you can check us out on beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page as well. We just got picked up by another radio station. I'm waiting for the call letters on that, and I will give them a shout out once we get that information. Again, if you want to call in, 281-845-4704. Stick to the topic, please. The U.S. Constitution, executive orders, are they constitutional? Folks, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. I say it all the time. Folks, I got to tell you, I got five guys, five boys, men, right? And we'll have conversations quite a bit about particular things and certain things that are pertinent to making sure that they have the right information with them. And I just always go back and say, well, what does the Word of God say? The Word is a lamp under your feet and a light under your path, right? And the Bible tells us in Proverbs 13:13, he who despiseth the Word despiseth his own soul. It's like somebody looking for directions, but they willfully turn the lights out. That's ridiculous, right? We follow the light of men. His name is Jesus Christ, John 14:6, making reference back to John 1 as well. So I ask him a question. So, you know, what does the Word say? What does the Constitution say? And it's important that they understand, so they can understand the straight and narrow and difficult is the way, because they're going to run into a lot of people out there that act like they know what they're talking about when in fact they don't have a clue, which, by the way, defines 99.5% of what you can consider a conservative of the day. Folks, here, let me tell you this. I've done courses at law colleges down south, and I say this sincerely, and I'm not saying this to knock him down, but it's interesting that the people that should be, namely the professors that are teaching the law, they don't even know what the law says. What they're doing is they're taking it for face value concerning administrative law, concerning what the Supreme Court has to say, when in fact that they're not the head and they're not there to play the activist. Any court, they're not there to legislate from the bench, but that's what you've been accustomed to over the last 80 years in this country. Their job is to discover law and apply the law that God has established, period. Nothing more, nothing less. But folks, when I'm preaching at these colleges, these law colleges, they don't even know the common sensity as to where law came from. Here, case in point. Did you know that over 400 law students graduated a particular college in the United States of America? And they were asked the simple question as to where does law come from? Not a one of them could answer. From the lawgiver. 18:21, 18:25 of Exodus, right? Exodus 20, Deuteronomy 5, Romans 13. Again, common sense comes into play. Why do we have 10,000 commandments? Because we have what? We have wickedly departed from God's 10 commandments. That's why we have man's 10,000 policies, which are undermining the U.S. Constitution. Now, when we started the show off today, I was making reference to the fact that what Mr. Trump did just recently concerning taking the initiative and assuming authority that was never given to him by we the people through delegation or the voice of Congress, who is actually in place to determine if we're going to war or if we're not going to war. He circumvented all of that, and he took upon himself to go ahead and do what he wanted to do in spite of the 90% of the people in this country that said no to war. 90% of the people, a poll taken by Thomas Massey, representative, out of 100,000 people, 90% of the people in this country said no to war. But Donald Trump did it anyways. He took it upon himself. Why did he do that? Because he knew that his worshipers and his idolaters were going to get behind him regardless if it was lawful and legal or not. What they don't know is that in many ways, friends, it's illegal plunder. If you don't know anything about Frederick Bastiat, you should read the book Legal Plunder and understand what it means. He was a French economist. And what it means to is refer to the use of law to take property from one person or group and give it to another without the consent of the original owner. Well, let me just say it this way. We never gave Trump or any other said administration delegated authority, nor did Congress approve it, to go ahead and go attack another country without the consent of the people. Because we, the people in this country, under God, in obedience to him, are the government, and it's our wisdom in the sight of the nations, Deuteronomy 4:6. So let's go back to Article 1, Section 8, Clause 11, and I want you to listen to this carefully. We're talking about executive orders. They don't exist, okay? So when we go to Article 1, Section 8, Clause 11, concerning the president assuming authority and declaring another executive order, just like governors, they don't exist. I'm here to tell you they don't exist, right? But when you look at Article 1, Section 8, Clause 11 of the U.S. Constitution, it grants Congress the power to declare war. Again, let me ask you the question. Who is Congress? Congress is the representatives of the people as to where they derived the consent of the people. They derived delegated authority to represent the laws enumerated, not outside of, to act outside of their scope of authority. It also gives Congress the power to grant letters of marquee reprisal, which is not applicable in this particular case, and makes rules concerning captures on land and water. Okay? So to declare war, this is the most well-known aspect of this clause. It means that only Congress can formally recognize the existence of a state of war between the United States and another nation. What's also interesting, and you should take note, is the fact that Iran is not our problem. They're modern-day Rothschild's synagogue of Satan concerning Israel's problem, not ours. But we've already seen Bibi, as they call him, Benjamin, you know him as Netanyahu, Mylakowski, and many of the other Jews of the synagogue of Satan, Revelation 3:9, talk over the last how many years and decades in this country bragging about how they control our representatives in the halls of government, okay? So again, that is only adding insult to injury concerning what Donald Trump just did, because it's not our problem, it's their problem, okay? And it's just another means to go ahead and dominate at will and to establish another base of authority and saying that we conquered more and now look how much closer we are to establishing a global order, which none of our said representatives have any authority in any sense of the word to establish anywhere in anybody's country, starting first and foremost with our own. Okay, so the next question is, when I see this, I read the Constitution, and then what I want to know is I want to, and I want you to listen to this because this comes to my aid right now, of something that James Madison said of the Constitution, because this is, again, where we're at concerning the bastardized version of the Constitution of the United States of America. And I'm just looking it up right now, and I want you to listen to this again, because this is what you hear pretty much today in full disclosure by your said representatives in exhibition as to how they act and what they do. Madison said, do not separate text from historical background. Okay? Put it up. It's just like what I say about the Word of God. If there's some sort of conclusion that you can't come up with, there's a conflict of what you're trying to come to resolve, a conflict of resolve when it comes to the Word of God, and you don't quite understand it, just go ahead and look at what Jesus did through his example in teaching what the Word of God says in that particular case to keep it in context. Well, so goes it here with the U.S. Constitution. We just look back to our forefathers and ask ourselves through their example, why did they establish it in the first place? I'm going to come right back to this point again because it's important that we understand that we don't want to separate text from historical background. That's what's going on here, okay? We'll be right back. Sons of LibertyRadio.com.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed, real printed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste time with nonsense. We have some of the best red pill writers in the country, including Bradley Dean, and we tell you the truth you need to know. It's unlike anything you've seen before. Email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
My family and I began listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio 5 years ago after meeting Bradley Dean and his wonderful family at an event here in Michigan. I was so intrigued with his enthusiasm and passion to share the truth that I decided I must begin listening to the daily feeding to see what these men were actually offering up. Time and time again, all I find is sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com are constantly and only pointing to the lawful truth found in our Lord's Word and expounded upon in our Constitution. I have been through some insanely rough and crazy times since becoming a boat-rocking daughter of liberty, and the Sons of Liberty is always there, pointing towards the truth and leading in action. The Heikula family loves this life-changing ministry, and we cannot say thank you enough.
Escalese rightly stated that even in our sleep, pain which cannot forget falls drop by drop upon the heart until, in our own despair, against our will, comes wisdom through the awful grace of God. Oh, how Dante nailed it. He said the hottest places in hell are reserved for those who, in time of great moral crisis, maintain their neutrality.
BBSradio.com. At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you're already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
BBSradio.com.
Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
You know, this kind of stuff, folks. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I just got to tell you, I love this context. I love this content as well in keeping it in context concerning putting the people's feet back on the ground. Because when people say, man, this governor, man, he's already executed like 1,100 executive orders, and then find out that they're not even constitutionally authorized by the people through delegation, the first thing that the people do is come up with the conclusion that, wait a second, he's acting in a criminal manner and he must be impeached and prosecuted. That is the objective, because we're not called to overthrow the Constitution. We're called to overthrow and obligated by God and man and on the behalf of our posterity to overthrow the men that pervert the Constitution. And we're talking about executive orders right now. Friends, guess what? There's no such thing as an executive order.
And then when they do talk about executive order, it must be congruent to the U.S. Constitution. Well, the fact of the matter is it's constitutional. You don't need to add the word executive there, because what they're doing is they're playing semantics in a wordplay to try to suggest somehow or another that he can aggrandize or assume authority that we never gave to him, as if to suggest he can arbitrarily rule the people. Then what becomes of that, friends? Well, we go back to a system of monarchical government, when in fact it's completely the very things that our forefathers threw off. And again, friends, it's almost embarrassing. But we were starting this off by talking about what Trump just did. It was completely unconstitutional. It was treason against the United States of America and the people he's supposed to support. It's an impeachable offense, and he should be held accountable. Well, some of you are saying, Bradley, you don't know what you're talking about. Listen, I'm merely showing you the straight stick right now, and I'm showing you the deviation of the man that you follow, regardless if he's doing it legally or not. And the only reason that you would follow anybody into an illegal manner is because you're just as guilty as he is. That's the whole reason. You understand nothing of patriotism, period. But when you look at Article 1, Section 8, Clause 11, Congress is the one that determines if we're going to war. That was completely circumvented. Then I was talking about what James Madison, the father of the Constitution, said. He said, do not separate text from historical background. In other words, if we want to know why the forefathers established that, in particular, when it comes to the U.S. Constitution, let's consider the times to keep it in context so we can understand why they gave it to us. Okay? He said, if you separate text from historical background, he said, you will have a perverted, James Madison, you will have a perverted and a subverted the U.S. Constitution, which can only end in a distorted, bastardized form of illegitimate government, not qualified. They're a bunch of pretenders. Oh, my goodness. All these agencies that are being leveled at the American people, it's a pretended authority. You ever go into the airport and you see the TSA? Do you know that that's a pretended authority? Why do I say that? Because it's unconstitutional. It violates the Fourth Amendment of the Bill of Rights. And the Bill of Rights is given unto us for a thou shall nots to those that serve we the people. Under the guise of what? For our safety. That's what governments do every single time when they mean to establish a dictatorship. For your safety, hey folks, we've been given a system of government where we govern ourselves before God. And when we don't do that, then what we get is exactly what we see on the horizon today. Okay. So let me go back to what James Madison said, and let me look at the example. So when I look to our forefathers concerning an executive order, well, the U.S. Constitution, listen carefully, does not explicitly mention executive orders. You know where they're getting that from? Article 2, Section 3. From the executive branch. They added unto it. Thence, what happens? We get a distorted, bastardized form of what? Illegitimate government. Okay? Again, the U.S. Constitution does not explicitly mention executive orders. The founding fathers, particularly figures like Alexander Hamilton, debated the nature of executive power and its potential uses, including actions that resemble what we now call executive orders. They established a strong executive branch, recognizing the need for a swift and decisive leader, especially in the times of crisis. I want to remind everybody that in this country, we do not have leaders outside of Jesus Christ. We do not have leaders. We have a limited representative form of government that is there to uphold the leader's laws and statutes and judgments and his commandments. Not man's. I don't care how much the mainstream media lies to you folks. You better understand that they work for us. We do not work for them. What is the message that the mainstream media gives continuously as they're constantly defending the conspirators in the halls of government? Jeremiah 11:9, that whatever they do is okay. And even if they do something wrong, it's okay because they're above the law. Right? We could go on a different branch concerning that topic, but we're not going to do that. When you look at, again, the executive orders, the founding fathers, particularly Alexander Hamilton,
They debated what it might look like, right? But to keep it in context, here, let me give it to you this way. When you look at the word executive, what does it mean? In government, executive is used in distinction from legislative and judicial. The body that deliberates and enacts laws is legislative, not the president. That the body that judges or applies the laws to particular cases is judicial. The body or person who carries the law into effect or superintends the enforcement of them. This is executive. Okay? So what I want to say here, friends, is just because it looks like law, just because it has the color of law, and just because your favorite politician says something like an executive order and you don't know the difference and you take it for face value, which they're hoping that you do and that you go no further with it, just because it looks like law and it has the color of law doesn't mean that it is the law. Okay? Now, I want you to see this for your own selves. The law in this country is established on common law. And I want you to see this because this is Article 6, Section 2. It is the supreme law of the land. And what it says on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com and or beforeitsnews.com, this Constitution and the laws of the United States, which shall be made in pursuance thereof, and all the treaties made or which shall be made under the authority of the United States, every preamble starts out acknowledging the Lord, shall be the supreme law of the land. And the judges in every state shall be bound thereby. Anything in the Constitution or laws of any state to the contrary, notwithstanding. Notwithstanding. That's not difficult to understand, is it, friends? Nope, not at all. So let's go over to the executive. What is the purpose of Article 2, Section 3? Well, when we look at Article 2, Section 3, I want you to listen to this part, okay? It says, he shall from time to time give to the Congress information of the State of the Union. We see that. And recommend to their consideration, not by force, not with an iron fist, such measures as he shall judge necessary and expedient, profitable. He may on extraordinary occasions convene both houses or either of them, and in case of a disagreement between them, with respect to the time of adjournment, he may adjourn them to such a time as he shall think proper. Okay. Then it says he shall receive ambassadors. You see them all over DC and other public ministers. Notice the biblical vernacular. He shall take care to do what? That the laws be faithfully executed. It doesn't say anything about him acting out in a fashion where he's to usurp authority over the laws like the devil himself. Read Ezekiel 28. Read Isaiah 14. Start in verse 12. It's his job, friends, to take care that the laws be faithfully executed and shall commission all the officers of the United States. You know what's interesting? Is right after that, Article 2, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution. Do you know that it says right after that? And don't think this was by chance. You know that the forefathers purposely put it here. It says the president, vice president, and all officers of the United States shall be removed from office on impeachment for and conviction of treason. Still waiting for all the governors to be rounded up for their acts of treason, friends, and mayors, bribery, or other high crimes and misdemeanors. We seen any of that? I mean, folks, have you ever seen an executive order by the said president of the United States of America? I mean, have you ever seen him round up and drain the swamp? Like, for example, this current administration promised that he would do so. I mean, he's got an executive order to do everything that he's not allowed to do because it's never been given to him by we the people. But when it comes to doing the right thing and bringing justice, namely impeachment and prosecution, which we find in the U.S. Constitution, he's out of sight and out of mind. See, the message, Americans, is it's okay for corruption in government to do the wrong thing, and then when a good guy that sold you as a good guy's in power, some reason or another, he can't do the right thing. See, this comes down to them showing you that they're in full control. And they're scared to death that you're going to be educated enough to show them they have no authority. This is why I continuously tell the American people when it comes to their executive orders, when it came to the last crisis and saying you better get vaccinated or else, the burden of proof is on them to show us constitutionally where they have the right to do that. And guess what? They don't have the right to do that. They don't have a right to tell you what you're going to put in your body. You know, isn't it interesting how they talk out of both sides of their mouth? They say, your body, your choice, you can go ahead and murder a child. That is until it doesn't work for them anymore. Then they change the narrative and say, you know what, you better take the shot or else, because it's for your health. Yeah, consider for your health coming from a government that murders its own children. I wish people would think. I really do. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations, with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio. Per your request, if you're looking for unique and creative ways to spread the gospel and give people the gift of truth in a way it'll be received, then check out the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. There's something there for everybody in your life: books, DVDs, t-shirts, coffee mugs, even graphic novels, dog tags, and more. Young or old, you're sure to find the perfect gift of truth. Again, go to the Sons of Liberty and check out our store today. Ben Franklin said at the offset of this country that, I firmly believe this, that without his concurring aid, we shall succeed in this political building no better than the builders of Babel. We shall be divided by our little partial local interests, our projects will be confounded, and we ourselves shall become a reproach and a byword down to our future ages. And what is worse, mankind may hereafter, from this unfortunate instance, despair of establishing governments by human wisdom and leave it to chance, war, and conquest. Final segment. I just want to kind of give you a prime example of what I'm talking about, because there's so much of that which is going on in the halls of government that's being thrown on the people, where they have no constitutional authority whatsoever. It doesn't even exist. Zero. I did an article. Treasonous governor Pritzker in Illinois arms the illegals by giving authority to arrest Americans. See how far it's going? Because the said president is not holding him accountable for treason by alluring them in. What this tyrant is doing, Pritzker, is now taking it above the people and arming the illegals that he allured in and giving them authority to arrest the American people. Not making it up. Not making it up at all. Here, I'll give you another one. They call this month Pride Month. You know that it's by the way, if you go back to Pritzker, Article 3, Section 3, he should be held accountable for treason and he should be hung. The consequence of treason is death, but it's going to be death to you if you don't bring it death to the offenders lawfully. But I want to go to make another point. Look at June is what? They call it Pride Month, right? Our laws, as you well all the well know, condemn the act of sodomy in every given state. They're called crimes against nature. Again, this is felonious activity. But here, I did another article. This said representative, Scott Weiner. I'm just saying Weiner because I believe it is the other way. It's said the other way. Everything about this pedophile stinks to high heaven, and it should stink to you as well. But what's happening is because the people don't understand that it's transgressing law. God calls it an abomination. What do? And they don't understand that only a moral and a religious people can maintain what it is that we have as a Christian people. What do? They allow these femmes, these pedophiles, to go ahead and usurp parental rights. And it's interesting because we've heard, especially me for 25 years, it's not about the kids, but yet we continuously see these sodomites zeroing in on the kids. Now they want to assert parental authority. Here, you ready for this? The state has no children. Do you understand? So in other words, if you don't use the law to condemn the crime, the lawless will pick up the law like a communist and use the law against the law. And by the people not enforcing and upholding the law and condemning the wicked, what you're doing is you're breeding more of them, which at length is going to bring a civil war, which at the end of the day, that's what it's all about. They are called the workers of iniquity, the lawless. So let me get back to what we're talking about because that had everything to do with it. It was applicable. I want to make sure that you all understand, first off, there is no such thing as an executive order. Do you guys remember? And I always make reference to this because it stands out to me. But do you remember when Whitmer, the governor said, governor, the installed criminal, the said governor of Michigan, was creating all these executive orders, as she called them? I believe there was over 1,100 of them. Do you remember when the state Supreme Court came in and made reference to the law, constitutional law, and said that what she is doing is, in essence, criminal? And none of those said executive orders apply. Because that defines out to be, friends, unconstitutional. And what is it that we know about executive orders? All laws which are repugnant to the Constitution are null and void. It's a violation of the 14th Amendment, and the state made clear to the people in Michigan, but I want to show you something. How ignorant are the people in that particular state? Now listen, I'm saying this out of love because I have preached in that state from corner to corner in Michigan. I've been there over 60 times. I preached at their high schools. I preached to the people there. I got a lot of family, and I should say friends that are like family in Michigan. So I say this out of love. But what's going on in Michigan is, did the people, when they heard what the law said, did they stand up and deal with Whitmer, Gretchen Whitmer? Or what did they do? Did they submit to her? A majority of the people submitted to her. What are you doing? You're adding strength to tyranny when you do that. They don't have any constitutional authority when it comes to what they call executive orders. There is no constitutional provision nor statute that explicitly permits executive orders. The term executive power, again, look at the wordplay. Article 2, Section 1, Clause 1 of the U.S. Constitution refers to the title of president as the executive. He is instructed there by the Declaration, take care that the laws be faithfully executed, made in Article 2, Section 3, Clause 5, or face impeachment. Do you understand that dictators, the first thing that they do is they go for the kids to dummy down the up-and-comings? And if you notice that in this country, little by little by little by little, we have noticed the scoundrels that have been put in place as the said president of the United States of America have become more obviously ignorant day by day by day. I mean, right now, friends, your said representative president, the one that the people ushered back in, the father of the vaccine, Doesn't that show you, as the people that ushered him back in, when they get mad at him, they make jokes about him, when in fact he already knows, Trump does, that the joke is on them because they were the ones that put him in office in the first place. But have you ever noticed how they're putting these dents into the position of headship in the country? What shows the people on a worldwide basis as to how stupid and ignorant the people have become as a country? The word stupid means dull and insensible. It's an actual word. You can say I'm name calling all day long. It's a factual word and it has definition. And it's exactly what you see on a 24/7 basis. Donald Trump calls our constitutional republic, Article 4, Section 4. He continuously highlights the fact that we're a democracy. I mean, we're just talking about fundamental understanding of who we are as a people. Whereas we're ruled by law. He constantly talks about our democracy. It should be no wonder why then he acts out in such a fashion at every given turn when it comes to the Constitution. Let me go full circle. I was highlighting a controlled operative, and he is. He is a controlled operative. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. That's all you got to see, friends, the money trail. Follow the money trail and see who he serves when it comes to their golden calves, namely their sponsors, because they fall in line. But this is the guy that said that there was two sides of the debate when it comes to executive orders. And I'm here to tell you they don't exist. Just like there's not a Republican view and a Democratic view of what our laws state. There's no such thing. It doesn't exist. But what was interesting is he goes on and he says, you know, if you really look at it for the way it is today in America and what has been tolerated by the American people, he said there really is no constitution in play any longer. Do you remember what John Glenn said? He was the guy that told you he went to the moon. You've got to have this burned into you, some of my friends. He's the one that said if we had to follow the rule of law, or if we had to follow the Constitution, he said we could not enact most of the bills that we pass around here. Hey, friends, the chains that you have hanging on you right now, I know that many of you think that you're free as all can be. Well, you are free to still do the right thing. But the fact of the matter is you have chains hanging all over, and I'm talking about every person that is listening to us. You're enslaved and you just don't know it yet. I'm giving you this information today. Because like Harriet Tubman, when she went around to tell all of those slaves that were in plantations during her time, she went and told them to leave her master and be free. The people didn't follow, but some. And when she was asked during the end of her life, was it true that you freed thousands of slaves? Americans, listen to me. Because I say to you, like that of Harriet Tubman, the Black Moses of her time, honorably, she said, I would have freed thousands more had they known that they were slaves. I'm giving you this information that you might understand that you are enslaved up to your eyeballs, Americans. And you need to either get this right and set your representatives straight, or this is going to continue on until you no longer have any power to undo the unconstitutionality, the criminal acts of your said representatives, sold to you under the guise of being the good guys. Read 2 Corinthians 11:14-15. Also read Ephesians 4:14 when you get a moment. I loved this show. It's a lot of fun. Love you by what we do, and we will talk to you in 23. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, 1 John 3:18. See ya.